Well, good day, folks. Welcome to my daily update video. Gonna do a really short one today, but it is Sunday. We are in church here in Massachusetts and about to have revival here, about to worship the Lord. And I love it. You know, the angels gave us the key to revival, didn't they? They said, glory to God in the highest and on earth peace. And whenever we release God's glory upwards, shalom, peace, the presence of heaven comes down. And hey, quick thought today. I'm continuing just with my my little study on how to read the Bible. And I've been doing this in a bunch of parts, but I want to mention three quick things that will really help you read the Bible. And I want to encourage you to try these. This can transform your Bible reading. This can help you turn what seems to be dead and dry when you read the Bible into something powerful and something alive. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever read the Bible and got bored, or maybe more importantly, distracted? You found your thoughts wandering from the page. I think most of us have had that experience. And I want to give you a little trick which will really help you. You can't do this all the time, and yet there's something really powerful about doing this. I want to suggest to you that the Bible isn't primarily written words to think about. It's spoken words that were written to speak. And it's interesting, Paul took his letters, and he actually, his instruction to the church was read these letters aloud. And I want to challenge you to do this at least for 1 week. Every day, read your Bible out loud. I mean, literally put it on your own mouth, speak it out loud, and watch what happens. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. And I think the Bible is, it's like Alexa or Siri, it's voice activated. And when you will quite literally speak God's word out loud, there's something in your own heart that will leap. My heart leapt when I heard the voice of the one I love. Remember in Song of Solomon? So I think speaking your Bible out loud when you read it is amazing. Secondly, this is a little bit similar in a way, but if the Bible is written, God's word written down, I know this sounds crazy, but just humor me. Every day, take two or three verses and write them down. And I know you can type them and you got voice dictation and a million other things, but I literally mean write them in your own handwriting, even if it's a bit of scrawl, underline them, like put pen to paper and engage with God's word. Something happens in your own heart when you do that. Lastly, last little key for today, I would say when you read in the Bible, take some verses and bring them into the secret place and let the Holy Spirit speak them to you. Let the Holy Spirit breathe life into them. Hear the Lord saying, not in a general sense, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, but let the Holy Spirit say, Graham, you can do all things because I'm in you and I strengthen you. Hear, make them intimate, make them personal, make them one with you, and they will begin to work in your life. Hey, I'm going to wrap this up, I think, tomorrow, but have a great day. Be with your tribe. Be with your people wherever you are out in the world today. Have an amazing day. And check out the links below. I encourage you to subscribe. We have a daily email newsletter with a blog going out now. I'd love to get that into your inbox. Link below. And God bless you.